Hey everyone, I'm Blair O'Neill with the Golf Channel, and you're listening to Southern Fairways Radio, hosted by Randy Bergen. Now, let's have some fun with Southern Fairways Radio.
And good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to another edition of Southern Fairways Sports Radio Show, as we are broadcasting live from our Strixon studios located right here in South Alabama, not far from the beaches. And boy, beautiful, beautiful day here. As always, today's show is presented by McConnell Automotive, where there are no shenanigans and it's hassle-free buying at McConnell's Automotive. You can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com, or you go by and see them. They're located just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street in Mobile, Alabama. And I tell you guys, we have got a cast of characters in here today, and we've got some celebrities that are going to be introducing these guys. I'm just going to go ahead and set it for you right now. Okay? Get ready. As a matter of fact, here's what I'm going to do. On this one right here, if you can tell me, if you call in 251-343-0106, if you know who is introducing this first guest, we're going to give you a bottle of some seasoning, okay? So let me go ahead and get can you step up here? Come on. There you go. You got the microphone. Okay. Go ahead and introduce this guest right here. Uh-oh, that's not the right one. So let's see if we can get him to do it. Here he is right here.
How y'all are? I'm glad for you to see me. I guarantee. And today we're going to cook some no-fat greens and then a fresh pork jambalaya. You can die part of the time, and you eat that good fat pork the other time. First of all, I'm going to
introduce my friend, Matt Brown.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Gosh. Hey, if you know who that was right there, you dial in 251-343-0106. You are going to get a bottle. What is that? A your brand new seasoning.
That's right. Matt Brandt here.
Matt Brandt. Hey. Yeah, that's right.
Hey, it's a brand new seasoning, ready for retail shelves. Hoping to get those out soon, but now available at Boudreaux's. Bottle of our Boudreaux's Cajun Grill Cajun seasoning makes everything tastes better.
Well, and I'm going to tell you in just a few moments, you gave us a bottle last week.
Yep.
And one of my favorite things to eat during the week, I put it on there, and it was fabulous. I'll tell you what that is in just a second. But let's go ahead and see if I can get this. Can you step up and go ahead and introduce our next guest?
I'm happy to introduce the next guest. Hi, this is Casey Kasem, and we're counting down America's Top 40. Coming in at number one this week is the young man from Moss Point, Mississippi, Hall of Famer, Coach Barry Gibson, and Vehicle.
Hey, well, I'm the friendly stranger in the back seat. Won't you hop inside my car? I got pills, got candy.
He said that to a lot of girls as he was going to. Oh, my goodness. Coach Barry Gibson, how you doing, my man?
Hey, Randy, I tell you, hadn't heard that in a while. I appreciate you playing that, man.
Sorry, man. That's some corny stuff right there. That's corny
stuff.
And
I tell you what, for the listeners, the Casey Kasem voice you heard, that's Randy. He does the best impersonation of Casey Kasem I've ever heard. I mean, it's the best. But, no, hey, my brother, I am too blessed to be stressed and glad to be here this morning.
Well, we got a lot to get into. Obviously, we're going to be talking a lot of SEC football. We'll do that a little bit in this segment, certainly at the bottom of the hour. Let me go ahead and set the table for you on our all-weather roofing guest line. Coming up in the next segment, we are going to head over to Georgia and talk with MJ Wardingly. He's the head golf professional and golf course manager for Arrowhead Point Golf Course in Elberton, Georgia, and that's at the Richard B. Russell State Park. They're rated as one of the top 10 public golf courses in Georgia. So we're going to have to talk to him about that. But MJ will be up with us coming up in our next segment. Also, Bina Brown's going to jump on for just a second. His tournament went extremely well last week, the fundraiser that we were talking about. And, Barry, you weren't here last week, but he told us about that. He was very successful. Great. And he'll be on for just a moment. Like I said, at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk some SEC football. We'll break down some of the matchups coming up as we are right here. It's here upon us. Football season, high school starts this week. We're excited about that. And then, of course, college, and then you got the pros. So a lot to get into. We'll wrap up the hour. Bobby Hall will be on. Let's see what's happening out at Quail Creek. And, of course, you heard Coach Cleveland just a little while ago. What's for dinner at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill? You got a good one for us today.
I do. Ready to go. Right now? Should I give it now?
No.
We're gonna wrap up for that. I was gonna say, we gotta wrap up.
Save that one.
I can't be thinking about it the entire show.
I get too hungry.
Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. One of the things that that you have, and we mentioned it, is the brand new Cajun seasoning that's out. It's available right now at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill.
That's right.
All right. You gave me a bottle last week, and I have put it on quite a few things. One of the things that I put it on, I said, I'm gonna just try it. I love pineapple. I put it on pineapple. Hmm. Matt, you got to try it.
I have not tried that yet. It's on my list.
I took pictures for you as well.
That's awesome.
Right.
I love it.
So anyway, real quick, before we do get going, what you got going on at Boudreaux's?
Right now, we just got we're getting excited about football season. Mm-hmm. I know we don't have a lot of TVs there, but I tell you what, it's a great place to come out pre or post game. Have a good time, sit on the deck, get that little vibe going, have a couple cocktails before your meal, and get ready for that SEC Saturday, mm-hmm. SEC weekends, or even those Friday high school games. Come out early. We open at 3 o'clock. You can come in there for happy hour. Happy hour Tuesday through Saturday, 3 to 6, 25% off appetizers, $2 off draft beer, $1 off domestic bottles, and $3 house wines. And, of course, you got $3 well drinks all day, every day. So it's a great time to come out and just hang out and relax and get ready for what you're about to do.
And let me just say congratulations to Doug Johnson of Loosedale. You are going to be able to check out a bottle of that Cajun spice, 10 spices. And I'm going to tell you, it is absolutely awesome. I don't know if you like pineapple, but try it on pineapple. You can put it on anything, eggs, whatever. But congratulations, Doug of Loosedale. All right, Barry, what mm-hmm. you got going on, brother?
Man, I tell you what, Randy, this has been an incredible week for me. A lot of times you just never know who the good Lord is going to bring into your life. And I met two friends this week, two gentlemen, and I think they're listening today, Randy, by the way. One's in Northern California. All right, around the Sacramento area. His name is Ray Harrison. The other one, Larry Napier, who lives in Nashville, Tennessee. I met these two guys this week, and I tell you what, it has just been an incredible relationship with those two guys.
Nice.
They have approached me about a little business opportunity, and I told Ray the other day this was something that, you know, has been kind of on my heart and I've been praying for, you know, for a long time. And I am just so excited about being able to not only get to know these two guys, but learn from these two guys. They're very successful. I mean, they're probably two of the most inspirational individuals I've ever met. I mean, they really are. And just great human beings. And I'm just proud to be able to, like I said, be a part of their team and start a new venture. In business. You know, I tell people, they ask me, Coach, aren't you retired? I say, yeah, I'm retired from coaching, but I'm not retired from working, you know, and doing things. But I want to say hello to Ray and say hello to Larry, my two dear friends I met just this week. And the future looks bright. I tell you, baby, I am ready to roar and soar. With these guys.
My goodness. Hey, listen, by the way, if you're out of Quail Creek, they got the bullpen going on. As I mentioned, Bobby Hall is going to be on with us in just a little bit. Of course, he's the director of golf and PGA teaching professional, as well as the head rules official for the NBC's American Century Celebrity Championship, plus the one in Orlando. So anyway, he's going to be on with us. But there's some guys out there that are playing golf that I know listen to us. Mm-hmm. Okay? So if you're playing in the Terry B group, all right, take his money. He's got plenty of it. Take his money, please. And, Paul, glad to have you back out there playing a little golf for sure. Hey, want to remind you, you can speed dial us, 251-343-0106. If you're traveling, you can keep up with us by going to the FM Talk 106.5 website. You can go to TuneIn Radio, X, YouTube, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcast. And those of you that are listening to us in Central Alabama and North Alabama, you're listening to us on Radio Alabama, 13 stations under their umbrella. Lee Perryman, awesome dude, and glad to be part of their family as well. A lot to get into today. SEC is happening. Barry, I'm going to ask you, as a former player, college player, professional player, coach, mm-hmm. is there one game in this first, and we're going to break these down for you a little bit and do a little tease here, mm-hmm. is there one in the SEC that you're looking at other than, obviously, the LSU-Clemson game?
Yeah, I think the Alabama-Florida State game is going to be very interesting. With the you know, addition of Gus Malzahn as offensive coordinator at Florida State, you know, used to be at Auburn. He's used to scheming against Alabama teams. Of course, that was Coach Saban's teams, you know, and not Coach DeVore. But I still think there's some bad blood there. You know, they've already started the trash talking, you know, the quarterback for Florida State.
Oh, yeah.
You know, went public and said some things about Alabama. And that's the one thing, bless his heart, you don't want to do that. You know, that it's hard enough to beat Alabama, you know, when you're nice to them. You don't get out there and trash talk them. But I think that game, that's one of the best opening games. And I'm so glad, Randy, that, you know, usually week one, you know, in the college schedule, it's a cupcake game. You know, they play somebody, some little school to make some money. But this year, there's some great opening games.
We're going to talk about that Texas-Ohio State
game. Absolutely. That's another one too, right there. So, yep.
All right, let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to visit. We're going to head over to Georgia and talk with the MJ Wardingly about Arrowhead Point Golf Course in Elberton, Georgia, one of the top 10 public courses in Georgia. It happens next right here on Southern Fairways. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, get her done. You know who this is? This is Larry the Cable Guy. And you know who you're listening to? That's right, Randy Bergen on Southern Fairways Radio Show. And if you're not listening to him, you're a communist. These boys are good.
Oh, Larry the Cable Guy, thank you so much. Hey, if you don't love Larry, something's wrong.
That's right.
No doubt about
it. You're a communist.
Welcome back to Southern Fairways. I am Randy Bergen along with Mr. Matt Brandt, one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. We call him the voice around here. And then Coach Barry Gibson, Hall of Famer and better known as G. Sitting on O, ready to go.
That's it. So, that's my saying. Sitting on G, waiting on O. Let's go.
There you go. Hey, we're going to go to All Weather Roofing guest line and welcome in a good friend of ours. Had a great tournament last week. Bina Brown on the line with us. Bina, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing great, guys. Appreciate you having me on. Coach Gibson, always great. Great to hear your voice, buddy. You know, we go back a long way, man, for all the things you did for my oldest son, Troy, and it's always good to hear your voice, brother.
I appreciate it, my brother. Good to hear you too, Bina. Thanks a lot.
So, Bina, tell us a little bit about your you had a tournament last week, raising some funds, and how did it go?
Yeah, it went about as well as it could be expected, Randy. We had 40 teams. I think I ended up with the official count was $5,685. It went kind of above my expectations, but it was a long week. Everybody was just great. It was just, you know, I can't thank Southern Fairways Golf enough. Todd Bailey and his staff did a great job. Miss Sharon, that did all the cooking for these guys. Bless her heart, she was sick that day, and she still was able to cook. But everybody was just so gracious. I mean, it was every time I just reached out and asked somebody, they just said, what could I do to help? And it went really, really good. And kind of glad it's over with. I hope I don't have to do another one. But, you know, it went a long way of paying the medical bills to help pay for the medical bills. And so, yeah, it went very good. Couldn't be more prouder.
Well, that's great, Ben. We're happy for you and certainly hoping that those funds do work out and help your brother out and all of that. And anytime we can help you, don't be a stranger. You call us, all right?
I will, Randy, and I know you got another guest coming on, this is a short segment, but I told you, and I want Matt and Barry to hear this real quick. It was funny because when we was doing the door prizes, I held up the pitching wedge that you and Bobby gave me, and I said, okay, last call for door prize. Now, here's the first prize we're going to auction off. And the guy said, oh, wait a minute, I got to jump in this. Said, okay, well, come on. So we shook up the box. Bam, he wins. And then just like that, wow. He wins. And then I said, okay, now we're going to give this cooler away with a radio built-in speaker. I said, last call. He said, oh, I got to get in that one, and he wins again. So I don't know how that work goes out, but I think I need to take that guy to the casino. But one last thing, Randy. Again, thanks to everybody. It was just a great day, good weather. Good food, and I want everybody to realize, I know y'all going to talk college football, but I'm sorry, guys. I am just in high school mode. Actually, preseason got underway last night with St. Michael's and Alba Bryant. And, folks, if you hadn't seen Gunnar Rivers in person, you need to go see him because you're missing a treat. So, Randy, here's my three things you need to do on a Friday and Saturday, okay? You ready? You got to go watch a high school football game. Support your local high school because these kids, the band and the cheerleaders, they work their tails off in this heat, and they deserve to be notice. Then after the game, you go to Boudreaux's and you get you a nice dinner prepared by Matt and his staff. And then you wake up Saturday morning, you go play 18 holes at Quail Creek with Bobby Hall. And if you do them three things on Friday and Saturday, you're good.
Yeah, well, you know, two out of three ain't bad, as Meatloaf would say. So, yeah.
That's right.
No, that's really good. And while you're playing golf, tune us in. How about that?
There you go.
All right. Benny, you're good,
absolutely,
man. You're good. All right, brother. Thank you. And, hey, well, I'm sure we'll be talking soon, all right? All right.
I guess you won't be talking.
I guess he said bye-bye.
What a great guy, though, man. I love being a Brown.
Yeah, glad that went well last week.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
great
it did.
I know how hard it is. Look, we about eight years ago, maybe the longer, we did our first annual Boudreaux's Cajun Classic golf tournament at Lake Forest and had a great time doing it. It was a lot harder than I thought. And we never found out how to do the second annual. It is very difficult. So great job, guys.
Well, let me just mention real quick, too, now that you mentioned that. Of course, Southern Fairways Golf Tour had our event last Sunday out at Kraft Farms. We played Cotton Creek. Congratulations to James McConnell, who picked up a beautiful, beautiful
really good trophy. Yep.
And look, it's we're getting close to the end here. So check us out, southernfairwaysgolf.com. For more, we will ask you to go to our website. Now let's go to our all-weather roofing guest line and welcome in MJ Wardenly. MJ, how you doing, pal?
I am doing great this morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, look, we're looking forward to talking with you. Of course, MJ is a head golf professional and golf course manager for Arrowhead Point Golf Course in Elberton, Georgia. That is at the Richard B. Russell State Park, rated as one of the top 10 public golf courses in Georgia. All right, let's break it down. We've got a few minutes here. You got golfers in the house with you, so we're going to throw a lot. We're going to bombard you with a bunch of questions here. Let's first start with where's Elberton, Georgia?
We're in the northeast corner of the state, right on the South Carolina border, about 30 minutes from Clemson University.
Okay. Are you a Clemson fan?
No, I'm a Georgia fan, so it's about an hour away. Athens is an hour.
I knew that was coming.
Okay. All right, we got that clear. All right, that's good. So we can talk some SEC with you here in just a minute as well. All right, let's talk about your golf course. I mean, obviously it's a beautiful golf course. Rates real high. You're at a state park, Richard B. Russell State Park. Talk a little bit about the course layout and when maybe someone that's going to be traveling up there goes, what can they experience? What's their experience going to be when they get there?
So the golf course itself is unbelievable. We were ranked number 8 in the country by NBC Sports this past year for public golf courses. But the front nine is your typical southern golf course. It's tree-lined. It's beautiful, but it's a little narrow. The back nine gets out on the lake, and it is the most stunning nine holes you'll see within 150 miles. I mean, it's all on the water. It's beautiful. It gets a little tougher with the wind out there on the water, but it's an awesome experience.
MJ, let me ask you this real quick. Is a lot of elevation, I'm thinking, obviously?
No, I mean, we're pretty flat. This part of the state is not real hilly, so.
Interesting. We're visiting MJ Wardley. Matt?
MJ, great to have you on, man. This sounds like a road trip for us to come out there and check you guys out. So tell us now, I know playing in that area, there's a number of different styles of greens and types of turf. What do you guys use out there on your greens? Is it the bent grass, or is it more Bermuda Centipede or Tiff Eagle?
We have Tiff Eagle. A lot of the bent grass over in this part of the country is gone. It's just the heat can't take the heat. So our greens are Tiff Eagle. They're 25 years old, and they're in beautiful shape right now. So,
well, now, if folks want to make arrangements to, how about stay and play? Can they do that?
Yeah, we are very fortunate. I've got 20 cottages that sit on the lake itself, and each of them has their own dock on the water. So if you bring a boat, you can play golf in the morning and be on the water in the afternoon. The cottages sleep four. I do golf packages all day. I have 50 golfers here today with four different groups staying on the property. So they get a meal when they're here. We feed them. and it's a first-class experience for sure.
Well, there's we can't wait to get up there for sure. I was going through and looking at your website, and I saw on here that you have your cafe offers a variety of made-to-order items, including the local favorite, which you're going to have to explain to me. We have what we call a big dog in the house with us, but how about a bird dog? What is that?
So it is a chicken sandwich on a hot dog bun. Those chicken strips, get some honey mustard, some cheese on a hot dog.
Oh, my goodness. I have never heard of that.
Never.
It'll make a mess, but it's delicious.
Wow. Well, good stuff. All right, folks want to set up a trip up there. They want to stay and play. What do they need to do?
The easiest way is to go to the Georgia State Park website. They can call me directly, and I can set it up, but if they go through our website, it sends me an email, and I set up the whole package for them. I mean, it is, from the minute they arrive, they do nothing. We take care of everything for them while they're here.
Well, man, it sounds like a lot of fun for sure. Hey, all right, MJ, before we let you go, let's turn and talk a little football. You say all you're right. A Georgia fan. You're starting out a little with a little bit of a marshmallow, if you will. Marshall. And then you got Austin Peay. Half of it, and Barry, didn't half of Marshall's team go to Southern Miss along with the coach?
They did. We had a coaching change at my alma mater. Yeah, my alma mater was the University of Southern Mississippi. We had a coaching change, and we hired the head coach from Marshall. What we didn't know was how many players he was going to bring with him from Marshall, and his quarterback, which was player of the year, the whole offense, half the defense, they all transferred in the portal to come to Southern Miss. We're so excited. I tell you why, they were good players.
And it was free.
Absolutely.
You don't have to do any IO money.
That's right.
So I got to ask you, you got Marshall, Austin Peay, and then on the 13th, you jump into the SEC as you'll take on Tennessee there in Knoxville. What's your expectation?
Anytime we go to Knoxville, I'm scared. There are bodies buried beneath that field. So I've seen more running backs have season-ending knee injuries playing on that surface. So.
Well, and let me just tell you, if anybody knows that, Barry does. Barry was one of the coaches up with Coach Majors. And y'all won
the SEC?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. You know, we hear that story all the time about bodies being buried under our field and all. But I did. I was blessed to be on the staff there at the University of Tennessee, and we won the SEC championship when we were there. But you talk about a great experience. If you've never been in Neyland Stadium – on a Saturday afternoon with 110,000 people packed in there, solid orange all the way around. And then you get the Volunteer Navy right across the street. You know, the yachts are all tied up together on the Tennessee River. It's a great college football experience.
I bet it is. Hey, MJ, thank you for taking time to be with us. We look forward to having you back again
you so
real
much.
Soon. Okay, buddy? All right,
yes,
MJ Wardingly right there. Yes, sir. With Arrowhead Point Golf Course in Elberton, Georgia, part of the Richard B. Russell State Park. Beautiful golf course. Check them out for sure. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, let's jump into some SEC football right here on Southern Fairways.
This is the beginning of a new day. God has given me this day to use as I will. I can waste it, or I can use it for good. What I do today is very important. Because I'm exchanging a day of my life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone. Forever. Leaving something in its place, I have traded for it. I want it to be gain, not loss, good, not evil, success, not failure, in order that I shall not forget the price I paid for it.
Hey, I got to tell you, you throw in a little Bear Bryant, and you throw in a little George Strait, I mean, that's a pretty good combo right there. Matt?
It'll get your weekend ready. Nice and smooth in the morning. Get you, you know, right in the mood for that pumped up SEC Saturday experience.
I'm telling you. I am telling you. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. Randy Bergen, Coach Barry Gibson, and Matt Brandt in the house as guys. Let's talk some SEC. And I want to break down some of the schedule and some of the games coming up. But before we do that, Texas obviously is taking on Ohio State, which is going to be a big game, along with the LSU-Clemson game. But right now, as you look at everything, the quarterback for Texas, Arch Manning, is, I mean, he's everything. They've got him the first team all SEC, Heisman Trophy winner, if you will. I mean, yep. they've got everything going to Arch. And look, I'm not taking anything from him. We know he was a first round draft, not a draft, but he was recruited.
He was a top recruit.
Top recruit. In the country. And then you take, obviously, he's got the last name Manning. Yep. He's got skills. Mm-hmm. He's got an arm. All right. But, Barry, we have not seen him play really hardly at all.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, is that a lot of pressure on him?
Yeah, absolutely. He's still a young, you know, kid, and he has not played a full game yet. You know, that's the thing. That's a lot of pressure, a lot of hype for a young man that has yet to play four quarters, you know, a full game. He would go in and, you know, do some cleanup work, you know, behind the quarterback last year. That's a lot of that's a lot of hype. And when you go into Ohio State, you know, in the horseshoe, that place is crazy, you know, when it cranks up. So I'm really interested, Randy and Matt, to see how he responds. I mean, right off the bat, boom, he's thrown into the pressure cooker in week one. He doesn't get the luxury of playing a cupcake team, like you said a while ago. He's playing, you know, a national championship, you know, type team in Ohio State. So this will be – if he passes that test – look out, because Texas will be tough. Because it won't get much tougher than that.
You look across the board at quarterbacks for the SEC. Of course, you got Garrett Nussmeier at LSU, who personally I think is perhaps one of the best quarterbacks in the SEC. Mm-hmm. You go to South Carolina, and you got Sellers. I mean, the fantastic quarterback. Yep. DJ Lagway down in Florida. All right, if he stays healthy. A great quarterback. But I'm going to tell you, if you're an Alabama fan, let me just – I was on the phone for about an hour yesterday talking with a guy that has got his thumb on the pulse of Alabama football. And, guys, if you're an Alabama fan, be ready. You're going to love Ty Simpson, okay? He's going to be surrounded with a lot of playmakers.
Yep.
And I think you
– And that's
keep,
key
keep your,
right
keep
there.
Your, keep your eye open for Ty.
Randy, that's the key. He is surrounded by playmakers, and so is Arch Manning. You know, it's a lot of pressure on him, but he has got some studs around him. You know, so that makes all the difference in the world. And I've heard the same thing about Ty Simpson. I really don't know that much about him. We haven't seen much of him on the field. But with, you know, Ryan Williams out of, you know, wide receiver and the offensive line they've got, I understand their running back core is coming around really well. I'm anxious to see what Simpson does.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of quarterbacks in the SEC this year, and we talked about it last week some too, that if these quarterbacks go out, these starters go out, these teams are in trouble. I mean, Brian Kelly said it last year when Nussmeier went out. You know, we need him to win games, and he somehow got him to come back for his fifth season, right? His fifth season at LSU, and he is now. I mean, he's the guy. If he gets injured, and I hope he doesn't, but if he gets injured, you know what is you know Brian Kelly's probably out.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, because he needs Nussmeier to win games.
Well, he just got injured in practice, you know, a couple of weeks ago. His leg, he's got a bum leg that's they're trying to get it ready to go. So that will be interesting to watch as well.
And his first game's at Clemson.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a big game too.
Yep.
Well, and talk about that. I mean, they're going to go over to Clemson. LSU has not won an opening game in the last 6 years.
Yeah.
Now, when they did, they won a national championship.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
What are the chances of them playing LSU? I mean, playing at Clemson, and Clemson being the type of ranked team now, okay, where Dabo's got those guys back, but they got a doggone good quarterback up there as well at Clemson.
Yeah, they do, and that's a hostile environment as well. It's Death Valley playing against Death Valley. You know, LSU likes to call their stadium Death Valley, and Clemson claims their stadium is called Death Valley. It will be an incredible atmosphere. It'll be very electric. I think the difference, though, Randy, is take it off the quarterback's shoulders. All right, I think the difference in that game is in the line. It's going to be the big boys that determine that game, and I think LSU has got the bigger boys, you know, the bigger, stronger guys. So I think the trenches, whoever plays well in the trenches, will win that game. The quarterback, I think, can have maybe off a little bit, maybe not a perfect game, but when you got those studs, you know, in front of you right there on the offensive line, then that helps, and LSU's got them.
Well, and look, I've been saying this, LSU has got a lot of talent this year, probably more talent than they've had in the last couple of years. It should be a very good game, especially going up to Clemson as one of the openers. All right, let's go ahead and talk about some of the others. Alabama, they will go over to Florida State. We just talked about Ty Simpson. His first start basically is going to be in Tallahassee.
Yep.
That's pretty special, right there, too.
It's a big stage.
Yeah.
It'll be packed to the rafters.
Yep.
And so it'd be interesting to see how he responds.
What's your thought, Matt?
Yeah, I think Alabama's going to go on there and do their job. I don't think Florida State's as big a competition as we think. They'll be hyped up. I think it'll be tight first half. But I think Alabama's got discipline enough on the defensive side to hold down the offense a little bit. And, yeah, Ty Simpson's going to be a little bit – Little butterflies in the belly, but he'll come out there and take care of business. I don't see that being as a competitive game as the one coming up at the end of September. You know, we're talking about Bama and Georgia. It's going to be,
and I agree with you about the hype. Florida State's going to be so fired up and so hyped up. But I refer back to the Mike Tyson comment. Everybody's got a plan until you get hit in the mouth.
That's right.
You get hit, and Alabama's going to hit them in the mouth.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. And I think all that enthusiasm will go away very quickly.
I think the defense for Alabama is going to be pretty special.
Yeah, I do too.
So,
yes.
All right, let's look at another one real quick. Auburn's going to open up with Baylor in Waco. Okay, that's going to be, as we know, Arnold is going to be the quarterback. They got some good wideouts. Hugh Freeze, is he on the hot seat? But look, I think if you're an Auburn fan, you're like, you've been here long enough now. We've given you the time. It's time to start producing. And if he doesn't, coach, I mean, as a coach, you tell me, where does he sit right now? If he doesn't win this ball game, what are Auburn fans saying? What is the Auburn administration saying?
I think they got to take a hard look about a change. I think, and you said it, Randy, I think his seat is very warm right now. If they go in there and get blown out by Baylor, it's going to get really hot. But Baylor's one of those teams. You don't sleep on Baylor. They're one of those teams that'll sneak up on you and beat you. So, interested to see. Auburn is just such a mystery to me in a lot of those positions. The quarterback position, you know, has been a question mark ever since Hugh Freeze has been there. They've got a new offensive coordinator, Derek Nix, who is a Southern Miss guy, by the way. I love Derek. Was a tremendous running back, at Southern Miss where I played. But I saw the other day where they're splitting up the play calling. He's going to call some plays, and then the quarterback coach is going to call some plays, and then Hugh Freeze is going to call some plays. And I'm not really sure how that's going to work out.
Well, you know what? I think, you asked what's administration going to do. They're going to end up paying for another coach not to work there.
Well,
Hugh Freeze goes to Baylor and loses.
Okay. I got to tell you, that since you brought that up, all right, at the beginning when Barry said, hey, look, I'm a retired coach, I'm not retired from working, I started to say if you could have only gotten an Auburn head football coaching position, you would be retired from both.
Okay. All right. I got to ask you a question, Randy. I put you on the spot here. So I pulled up the ESPN power rankings for the SEC prior to the show. Mm-hmm. Where would you, out of the 16 teams, put Auburn?
Probably right now 12 or 13.
This guy's pretty good. Or he looked at the same list I did.
Well, I'm not looking at the list.
No, he's not. 12th. They got him at 12th right now.
Yeah.
If you're an Auburn fan and you had all this hype about Hugh Freeze coming in and changing things, things hadn't changed.
Yeah.
12th out of 16 in the SEC is not where you want to be.
Here's an opportunity for him to get them moving up that ladder.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
So you can't go much further down. Now, if you're a Mississippi State fan, and I hate that for your wife, the lovely Robina, okay. They're opening up. They're going to open up with Southern Miss.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That's going to be what a great. We haven't played Mississippi State in some time. you know, they quit playing us, you know, back in, you know, the Brett Favre days. And, you know, we would beat Mississippi State and Ole Miss pretty regularly. So the contracts run out. So we're finally getting around to playing Mississippi State again. They're coming to Hattiesburg.
To the Rock. Yep.
It's going to be a great environment. And if Southern Miss, with a new coach, new players, if they beat Mississippi State, it might be a long year for the Bulldogs.
Hey, let me just mention this real quick. Missouri will kick off the SEC, if you will, on Thursday, August the 28th. Of course, they take on Central Arkansas. And Friday, the 29th, is when Auburn and Baylor play a 7 o'clock game, which is kind of weird. You know, you got high school football going on as well. And I thought for years and years that was kind of, we don't do this. But it looks like now ESPN and all these TV contracts are doing it.
They do that early in the season. I think once the season gets going, you won't see any Friday night college games. But right in the beginning, they've done it before.
Okay, let me ask you this in closing here in this segment. We mentioned Texas and Ohio State. Who do you see winning that?
Texas.
Honestly, I got Ohio State on this one.
Yeah.
I think Texas is going to miss out their opportunity. Yeah.
We had Lynn Scarborough with Lindy's Sports Magazine on with us last week, and that's what he said. Barry, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with the SEC, and I'm going to go with Texas. I think Arch Manning, with everything on him. Look, guess who's in his ear right now? Pawpaw's in his ear.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I think mentally he's going to be prepared. Yeah,
I think the home team's got it. It's just playing at Ohio State, Archie's first game. I mean, come on, that's
– How good would it be, though?
That would be amazing. It would be amazing.
And you know Uncle Peyton has been in Archie's ear, too.
Yeah, exactly, and Eli. Yeah. So, all right, how about the LSU-Clemson game? How do you see that one? Who wins it?
I like LSU because of the physicality. I think they're more physical.
The straight LSU, I got them.
I got LSU on that. Alabama and Florida State.
Alabama.
Okay.
No question.
Okay, and we'll talk more about that coming up. All right, hey, look, let's take a time out. When we come back, we visit with Bobby Hall. He's out at Quail Creek where Terry B. is losing all of his money. So I don't go anywhere. Plus, we got what's for dinner at Boudreaux's coming up as well. All right?
Boy.
Got more right here on Southern Fairways right after this.
Talk some high school football. Talk some high school.
Okay, Barry, we're going to talk high school football.
Well,
welcome back. Welcome
you
got
to tell me when you're this switch
on. Man, come on. You're a professional. Welcome back to Southern Fairways, where we are all amateurs here. No doubt. Glad that you're on board with us. Randy Bergen along with Coach Barry Gibson and Matt Brandt. We're going to get to what's for dinner at Boudreaux's coming up in just a few moments. Efforting to get Bobby Hall on the line with us. Hopefully we'll have him up in just a second. But, yeah, let's talk a little high school football. All right, you kick it off this week. I'm happy to say that we will now be doing play-by-play for Spanish Fort High School. Barry, I know that's a place that you started up that program.
Yes.
What, 15, 16, 17?
20
years ago.
20 years ago.
Oh, my
2005
goodness.
When Spanish Fort High School opened up. I was the first athletic director and head football coach at Spanish Fort in the history of the school, and we started those athletic programs. As you know, Randy, you were right there, getting to know me at that time, and we became friends. And
which was difficult, Matt, if you hadn't heard that story.
And we were there for 3 years and laid the groundwork for what it's become now. So, yeah, special place, in my heart. Spanish. I was the one that decided on the mascot to be called Toros, and my wife, Robin, I got to give her credit. She chose the red and black colors
to
go with it. The principal did not want any of that, those decisions. He didn't want anybody mad at him, so he said, you're the athletic director, Coach Gibson, so you decide. You know, and I chose Toros in red and black. So, like I said, it was a labor of love, you know, at Spanish Ford. We didn't have anything, guys. Y'all know, we didn't have a stadium. We didn't have a field. We didn't have a locker room. We were dressing in a classroom. It was truly the pioneer days. But I'm just really proud of how that program has progressed. And hopefully people appreciate what we did in the beginning to get it started.
We're looking forward to it. I'll be handling the play-by-play duties. Coach Cleveland will be doing the color analyst. And Big 89, Russ Wood, will be roaming the sidelines, and yes, I will have my my button ready to cut him off. So if you don't know, if you've never talked with Russ, you got to have the 7 second, not the 7 second button, but you got to have that one,
the mute button.
So yeah, so anyway, that'll be happening. We're excited. They'll be taking on Fairhope on Thursday night, which will be a big game. Tim Carter's got those Pirates ready to go. Of course, they're 7A. Spanish Fort 6A. We'll be playing up on the hill, which is a beautiful stadium, no doubt about it. But a lot of good games going on in high school, as Bina had said earlier whenever he was on. What you got, Matt?
Nothing. I was just thinking about at work for a second because that happens. And all these – I noticed last few weeks that all of my busters and my runners and some of my hostesses all were, like, requesting off Friday night. So we got a bunch of Daphne High School kids and a bunch of Spanish Fort High School kids. They're all pumped up for football to start. Yeah. And it's fun to think about those days. I mean, I was a big part of football back in the day in high school. It was so much fun to do and the energy. So it's exciting to get this going again. It's exciting to be back into football season.
Oh, Randy, I meant to tell you yesterday, I was running some errands and I stopped in the Subway, there in Fairhope to get a sandwich. And our good friend David Stapleton. Came in.
You know where he is now, right?
Yeah, he's came on. He had a St. Paul shorts on, and a T-shirt, and I called him over. He came over to my table, and we visited. And so, St. Paul's plays UMS, right? First game, huge rivalry. And our friend Phil Lasby is now over at UMS, right? So a lot of our friends are playing against each other. So I really enjoyed the time talking with David yesterday about that game and about what he's doing now over at St. Paul. So always good to see old friends as coach for a long time, and that should be a great game.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned it because actually I was fixing to fall into that right after Matt and talk about rivalries. That's a big rivalry, the Battle of O'Shell Road.
Mm-hmm.
And typically in years past, that was always their last game was the UMS right. St. Paul's game. Well, the last couple of years, they made that the first game. And kind of what I was saying is it's kind of like NASCAR. NASCAR puts their championship up, the Daytona 500 up front. So it kind of gives you a good – see, one of the things I just loved about Coach Lasby at Bayside was the fact that he would go play better teams to start the season off. And that, Barry.
He did, yes.
Okay. And it really kind of gave you an idea, where are you?
Yeah.
All right, and I like that. So I'm excited about these big games kicking off.
But I'm old school, Randy. I'm going to tell you, I kind of take the opposite approach. I liked it when you played your crosstown rival the last game of the season, because here's the reason why. If one of the teams was having kind of a rough season, but you were able to beat your rival right there at the end, it just made your season. Everybody's happy. And so I really like those big rivalry games at the end and the build up to war. Instead of playing it right off the bat, first game, and then boom, then you got a whole season to deal with. I don't know. That's just old school. I know when I was at, went to school at Moss Point, Mississippi, and we played Pascagoula. That was our big rival. Last game of the year, you couldn't squeeze another person in that stadium, no matter what the records were of either team. Yeah. They just knew it was Moss Point versus Pascagoula. Here we go, boy. So, like I said, I'm just kind of old school. I like the rivalries at the end, but what do they don't care what I want. They don't care what
I want. Oh, my goodness. Well, and you make a good point there. I mean, I like that. And I think we've got Bobby on the line with us right now. He is on our all-weather roofing guest line. The director of golf at Quail Creek and also a PGA teaching professional. We call him Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall. Bobby, how you doing, my man?
Well, busy. I'm sorry. This stuff comes up all the time when you're running a golf tournament. We've had the Fairhope High School football fundraiser down here today, and it's just taking up quite a bit of my time, so I kind of got disconnected, putting out a fire, as I say. I always have a little something to do, but we're raising a little money for Fairhope football. Of course, it's football time right around the corner, and big kickoff that you'll be involved with is Spanish Fort High School and Fairhope High School kick off the year up there in Spanish Fort, and really, really looking forward to that. But we got Coach Carter down here and Mr. Caldwell, the principal, Mayor Sherry Sullivan's out here today, and we're going to get the Fairhope High School football team ready for the year. So we got a bunch of alumni playing and some city council members playing, and just going to kick off the year and have a good time playing golf out here at Quail Creek.
Well, it sounds good. It sounds like you got the bullpen out there, too. We got some guys listening to us as they're roaming around. I understand that Terry B is losing all the money, and, boy, I couldn't be happier about that. No, it sounds like you got a good bullpen out there today.
They have a good bullpen, had about 60. We're anticipating, you know, the new greens are they're a little bit young, but we got the front side just about ready to go, and we're going to officially open our new greens on August 29th. So we got a couple more weeks to get a little more growth under our feet. Hole number two struggling a little bit. We may wait a little longer on opening that hole, but looking good. Love the fact that in the future we're going to have Tiff Eagle greens across our whole landscape out here, and just going to be a much, much better municipal facility for everybody in Baldwin County to come enjoy.
Well, we're looking forward to that, Bobby, for sure. And I know you're busy. Thank you for taking time to be with us, and we look forward to getting out there and maybe having you on with us next week. All right?
Yes, sir. I'll be there. Coach Barry, how are you doing, babe?
Hey, brother. I was going to ask you, you're going to the Southern Miss Mississippi State game.
Man, I hope so. My young assistant, John Michael, went to Mississippi State, so we got a little feud going already right now. I hope to make it up there. It's an early ball game at 11 o'clock. I hope to be up there. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Yep, I'll be there.
All right. Well, if you run into, Crazy Crenshaw, I'll tell him hello. Thanks, Randy. Y'all have a good day.
All
right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Bobby Hall, Director of Golf at Quail Creek. All right, it is time right now for a little bit of What's for Dinner at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill tonight.
All right, gang. So here's how it works. Coach Cleveland said, Matt, where are the chicken thighs on the menu? I said, well, Coach, we have them. It's called our Plaquemines Parmesan. We take chicken thighs, boneless skin of chicken thighs, Parmesan crusted, fried up, laid on top of a bed of our garlic mashed potatoes, topped with our Creole sauce, and then throw in the side of fresh made vegetables for you. It's spicy, the texture's crunchy. You got that all the flavors that you need to make something called Plaquemines Parmesan, an amazing dish. Now, if you're not big on the fried thighs, you can get it grilled, you can get it blackened, any way you want it. It is amazing dinner, amazing entree. You got to come check it out. And, Coach, I expect to see you there.
Awesome.
Okay.
That works for me.
Okay.
We'll
be there.
Delicious.
That sounds absolutely good, man. That sounds good. Woo. Do check out Boudreaux's. If you've never been there before, they have one of the biggest decks on the Gulf Coast right there on the Delta, the Mobile Delta, off of I-10, Highway 98. It is a driver, maybe wedge.
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah. So, maybe a 9-iron, depending on which way the wind's blowing. But, yeah, go check them out. A lot of fun. The food is great. And I will tell you.
Three wood Matt, for me.
Three wood. Oh, yeah, driver three wood. Yeah, you're right.
For me.
I will tell you that not only is the food fantastic, your service do an awesome, awesome job. Mm-hmm. And I think that makes the food taste just a little bit
Absolutely.
Better.
We got a great team. We've been blessed to have a lot of our staff grow up with us. We've got three or four servers there over six, five servers over 6 years, two over eight, two of them just hit their 10th year with us. We've been open just over 11. So it's amazing to have a great team with us, and we're proud of that. Also had a two for one. We got voted in the Nappies a best outdoor dining and best place to take out-of-towners. So bring your family in, bring your guests from out-of-town in.
Yep.
Check it out.
So when you guys come in from California, that's where you go, right there?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
So,
my buddies come in from Nashville.
And if you're looking for a little lunch and you're in the Fairhope area, go by and see Boom at Boom's Thai Kitchen. She celebrates 1 year on the 23rd there at the food court.
Awesome.
Good for her. So, hey, we want to thank you for hanging out. Thanks to all of our sponsors, and thanks to our guest, Bobby Hall, MJ Wardingly, and Bina Brown. Matt, thanks for being here. Coach G, thanks for being here. And we want to thank you for tuning in to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. For our producer, Steve Stanley, and the whole staff here, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. Let's hit a knee, say a prayer. God bless America. God bless Israel. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.